Howdy neighbors, we continue our coverage of the 2012 Oklahoma Youth Expo, talking now with one of those helping operate the show here in 2012, one of 11 members of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Encounter, the OALE, a group of Oklahoma State University students that are recruited each year to be a part of a leadership program that not only has responsibilities at the Youth Expo, but learns a great deal about Oklahoma agriculture along the way, does a national trip and eventually an international trip in June of this year. That's what each of the groups have traditionally done. That's what's on track for this group again in 2012. We have the opportunity to talk with one of the class members, Haley Baumgartner, from the north central part of the state of Oklahoma, about her experiences with the Youth Expo and the Ag Leadership Encounter.
Haley, let's talk a little bit about the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You've got a unique perspective on it this year. You're one of what, 10? Is it 10 or 12?
11.
There's 11. I was right in the middle of it. one of 11 members of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Encounter, which is a youth development group. And I guess what, are all 11 members from Oklahoma State University?
Yes, we're all juniors and seniors at Oklahoma State.
Okay, now OALE is one of the jobs that you get to do as a part of this particular leadership encounter. You get to go around to various parts of the state. You get to go to D.C. You've got an international trip coming up a little bit later on. But the April job or the March job is to be involved with the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You've actually been at the Youth Expo a lot of times before, but you came in as an exhibitor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I started showing when I was 9 through 4-H and grew up at the Oklahoma Youth Expo through 4-H and FFA. So I've actually exhibited there all 9 years that I was eligible.
So, you know, as when you got animals and you're pointing toward the state show, there's a lot of other shows before this. Mm-hmm. How special is the state show?
It's extremely important. This is it's held at the state fairgrounds. Last week was the state basketball championship, so everyone kind of sees the Oklahoma Youth Expo as the state championship, as you will, of the youth programs, the youth livestock programs that the kids are involved in.
So, you know, when we think about that, you're getting ready, a lot of expectations, a lot of excitement, but there's a lot of work to get ready to be here, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of work. But at the same time, it's something that really goes back to preparing those kids for the future, you know, instilling that work ethic and that responsibility in them. So it's a lot of work, but it's worth it at the same time.
You were here. You've been here before as an exhibitor. This is the first time that you've kind of helped be one of the folks helping organize and make things go smoothly as a part of the team of 11 that works with the staff to put on the Youth Expo. What's different?
Well, there's a lot of things different. I think from an exhibitor standpoint, I definitely took for granted all that goes into preparing for the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You know, the Oklahoma Youth Expo staff is up there at 6:30. They're the first ones there. They're the last ones to leave. And being able to see it from a volunteer and a worker standpoint, it's just amazing to see the hours that's put into it. I know everyone's busy preparing, feeding their animals and getting up early, but at the same time, those workers are doing the same, really making sure that everything is on track and everything's ready to go for those students.
When we think about the second half, we've had the first half of the Youth Expo now with the breeding animals and the goats. Second half are the market animals primarily over the next few days. This is really the heart of a lot of people's program.
Yes, it is. I think it's going to be busy. There's going to be a lot of people there exhibiting, a lot of people there watching. And I really hope that people within the industry and just people around the Oklahoma City area, as well as Oklahoma, come out and watch, because it will be an exciting weekend.
And, you know, we've got the three major species, the hogs, the sheep, and the cattle that will be shown. And literally by Saturday, we've got all the venues going at once.
Yes, and it's a full-time job for everybody. I'm amazed at how many people it takes to run it, and that's something that's really special to the Oklahoma Youth Expo is all of, besides the Oklahoma Youth Expo staff, everybody else is purely volunteer. The OALE groups, the superintendents, everybody is there because they want to give back to the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and they want to dedicate that time, you know, to keep the show running for the kids.
Now we have these thousands of animals and exhibitors from all 77 counties, they're all funneling through the system, hoping to get to Sunday afternoon and have their animals in the Grand Champion Drive, right?
Oh, yes. That's the way we wrap up the week is with the grand drive. So it's kind of the finale of the week, and that's where you want to be. It truly is the best of the best that's there showing this week.
It seems like, you know, we make a pretty big deal of it. Last couple of years, we brought a limo in with the kids in them to introduce them that own the animals that are going to be shown. We try to make them feel special, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is just more than anybody can imagine. It's really hard to explain. It's something that I think is a really good experience to come out and see how hard these kids have worked and to see what they get to do as a result of all the hard work that they've been doing throughout the whole show season.
Were you ever able to get an animal placed into the premium sale?
Yes, I was. And that is something that it really pays off, and it's really rewarding because a lot of those students, myself included, the money that we got from the premium sale is what I use to purchase my animals for the next year, pay my feed bill. So it's really kind of an ongoing process. So the premium sale is definitely something that you want to work towards because hopefully you can use that money to continue your project throughout the next year.
Haley Baumgardner, who's out of Carrier, Oklahoma, a student this year at Oklahoma State University, will be wrapping up in May, in fact, of this year as a she ends her college career, ending it as a part of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Encounter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.